D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and David Janes here with you. The NFL Combine is over, and to talk about all of that and more, let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, Teron Davenport, who is fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. Hi, TD, how are you?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
It's going well.
Going well.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Teron. So you were at the NFL Combine last week, and you know we and all of our listeners love hot gossip. So what was the most interesting thing you heard about the Titans at the Combine?
Most interesting thing would have to be the Jeremiah Love situation. And I think you look at Mike Borgonzi and getting up there and talking about how the running back position has value, you know, especially when it's a three-down back and someone that could score for you. So you got that. And then you look at, Robert Saleh bringing up Christian McCaffrey. So the big talk is, you know, the Titans at four, but here's the thing, that there are some teams that could possibly want to jump up past Washington and give the Titans an offer that they might take to pass on Love and go with, you know, some other guys. So look at teams like the Saints, the Chiefs as possibilities to jump up.
So you mentioned Jeremiah Love. That was going to be my next question. How would you handicap the Titans' chances of selecting Love at number four overall? And when you look at the history of running backs taken with a top five pick in recent history, I should say, I would call it a mixed bag. You've got Saquon Barkley, but you also have Trent Richardson, for instance. So what do you make of the idea of drafting a running back with a top five pick? Because that doesn't really happen that much anymore.
Yeah, you conveniently skip Ezekiel Elliott. You can't forget him. And he was a success. So
yes,
it could balance out. I think that there's value there. And when you have a guy that could hit all three bases, right, play on three downs, he'd give you pass pro, he'd give you pass catching as well as running the ball. I think the value is there, and you're looking at it from drafting a playmaker perspective as opposed to just a particular running back.
Ohio State linebacker Sonny Styles, I've learned over the past week, is a physical freak. He showed out at the Combine. Should we put him on the short list of potential Titan selections at number four based on his performance at the Combine?
Well, I think here's the thing. The performance at the Combine matches the film. And if you watched him on film, you knew he was going to be super explosive. That's why I made sure I was right over top of the vertical when he went up and, you know, he hit that 40 on there. And then the 11-4 in the broad jump. Just amazing. Matter of fact, he hit that 11-4, and I thought he was done because he took his shoes off, put his sweats on, and walked over to the other side. But then ended up, you know, running a blistering 40.
Now, TD, which one of these other guys impressed you as far as wideouts out there at the Combine? Because there are a lot of fast times, but how can you match that fast time with the productivity and guys that you saw that may have either surprised you or overperformed?
Yeah, well, you know, you're going to have those times where those guys, they run those fast 40s, and mm-hmm. you go back and you say, wait a minute, I didn't see that on film. You know, some guys run fast, other guys play fast, some guys both. So that's really that with the speed. I think Zach Branch showed you that, Deion Burks as well. I mean, those are two guys that really stood out, you know, that you knew were going to run fast. You knew that they are more than just that. So you have that, but one guy that stood out to me was Jacoby Lane. And, you know, to be his size, where he was able to get around the cone, you know, running that curl route, you know, he threw that inside shoulder back, you know, the elbow and turn it and drove on the ball. He caught it well. He tracked it over his shoulder really well. I love the way he faded to the football. I mean, he was probably, to me, the most impressive receiver.
Now, as far as defensive backs, because the Titans will be looking to add depth, either a number one corner or just depth through free agency, how did the cornerbacks look?
Yeah, you know, a lot of those guys were really quick. I like Malik Mustafa. I thought he was, really smooth, and I thought he was a guy that was able to, you know, work through the breaks and everything. He ran well in the 4-4 range, so or excuse me, Malik Muhammad. I always do that. I bring up the safety from a couple years ago. But now Malik Muhammad from Texas. He's a guy that is physical too. But I mean, I like how he was in the box drill, the W. He did all those really well, broke on the ball and everything.
Now, were there enough quarterbacks? Because I think ultimately this could affect what the Titans or how the Titans move within the draft. Were there any quarterbacks that, you know, drummed up some buzz that people started to look at them as more first rounders than second or third rounders?
No, not really. I mean, you got obviously Mendoza and Ty Simpson, but that's really the whole thing. Who's number three? I thought Drew Aller threw the ball really well, but Carson Beck, just that deep ball he threw. So I think he might have the inside track, but I'm not staying into the first round. You're talking like mid to late second at the highest.
Now, let's go to free agency. What do you think the Titans will address the defensive back situation? Because, I mean, the likelihood of them keeping Legarius Sneed is slim. I would be surprised if they did, considering the contract, the health, and then things that are off the field. But how do you think they attack that during free agency?
Yeah, I think they could double down, quite frankly. I wouldn't be surprised if they do that because, I mean, you figure right now you got Marcus Harris, he's going to be an outstanding nickel. You know, he could bump to the outside, but ideally you want him at nickel. And Michael Robinson is coming back, but, you know, as you mentioned, Sneed is probably gone. So you need to add to that secondary immediately. So that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much are they pushing to keep some of these guys that they have that are free agencies? Obviously, Chig would be at the head of that list, but even guys they potentially would have to, you know, sign a deal, Peter Skoronski, a year earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Skoronski is going to get extended at some point. Mike Bergonson kind of alluded to that in his presser, and I've heard some things along those lines, but I think one guy that you have to look at is Zeitler, and that's kind of affected by releasing Cushenberry because you don't want to have to go back and now, oh, shoot, one third of the line has to be, you know, new. There's no continuity there. So to me, and just going by what I heard, Zeitler is a guy that is absolutely a candidate to come back.
Teron Davenport is with us on D-Mace, Vingan and Donick. Teron, I think since the last time we spoke to you, the Titans made the trade of Jermaine Johnson for Tavondre Sweat. How much of that trade of Tavondre Sweat was scheme fit, and how much of it was culture fit?
Yeah, I think it was a mixture, I think. But I think it was more scheme, and really, above all else, I think it was Robert Saleh getting his guy. And, I mean, that's pretty much what you saw what Jermaine Johnson did for him in 2023. You know, he had seven and a half sacks. And I mean, he's a first round talent. So it was an opportunity to add to that edge group, which the rotation is very thin right now. So, yeah, I mean, that was more to me along those lines.
What do you expect the Titans to do with Calvin Ridley?
That's a good question, because when I asked Brian Daboll how much he'd like to work with him, he said, well, you know, I don't have control of those decisions, but I think he does have influence. And if you look, the last time they were together at Alabama, you know, that was the season that Ridley got drafted off of, in addition to the previous one. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. And then also you got to look at it, why create an even bigger need already have? And that's, if you release Ridley, now you got to go out and get probably two receivers. So I would see them keeping him, maybe working something out, but more than likely he's going to be here.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. He joins us every Monday, and he is fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. TD, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
All right, appreciate you. Go Mets.